Real people, real opinions, real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic hits.
Luann Pearl, it's wonderful to see you. I haven't spoken to you since Christmas. 2 years ago, you were out in the airport with us singing Christmas songs for us, and it was lovely. Yeah. Luann, we go back a long way, of course. I have followed your career because I was probably one of the first radio stations to interview you, wasn't I, in those?
Yes, when you were
18 and you came in. Were you younger than 18?
I could have even been a little bit younger
than 18. You came in with your mum when I was working at a radio station.
Actually, I think, didn't we make a whole weekend of it and we stayed in a hotel? Yeah. Actually, I think you might have picked us up and everything.
I did. I drove you home. I was
very
good.
I did. We had a lovely little time for ourselves.
All right. And of course, I've followed your career since then. It's been a wonderful career. I mean, you've worked with so many famous people over the years. Did you ever think when you started out as a singer-songwriter, you went to Nashville, everything. Did you ever think your life would go in that direction?
I think I was so young when I started that, because I was 12 when I signed my first record deal. So it just seemed kind of normal. You know, it just...
So your life is about music, isn't it?
My life has really been about music, yeah. I mean, it's. I know people always say this and it sounds so cliche, but like it is, that's always been the
main. And it's very much a family affair too, because your dad, who sadly passed away but 3 years ago, was a great part of your career as well. And he was so supportive of you. Well, both your dad and mom, but particularly your dad. Yeah. I know you kind of leaned on him a lot.
I did, because he was a musician as well. And so we would play together and... he was my musical mentor, and I did lean on him a lot. And I think even for and making this album, I found it kind of difficult in that I would always love to play him the songs.
Because he was like your judge, was he?
He was the judge, and he would be honest.
He was your Simon Cowell, was he?
He was, and sometimes I might not, you know, I might take it.
Did he ever say, no, no, man, I don't like that one.
Oh, God, he would.
Doesn't suit you at all.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And I remember even when I was recording the last EP, that was 2015. And God love him, he'd had a stroke and all at that point, because he was very sick before he passed. But even still, I was able to ask him. And I remember I had recorded all the songs. They were just demos at that point. And I was so excited. And I said, no, Dad, I want to play them for you. And he said, you need to record all those again.
That must have been a good kick in the, you know,
ones. But it was, he was absolutely 100% right.
So did you go back and change them?
Yeah, they all needed to be re-recorded. And he was right now. At the time, I was kind of the cheek, you know. But then I thought, no.
Because you basically took what he said seriously. You did all the time.
He was always right. Now. Yeah. And he actually genuinely was.
But this is your third album now.
Would you believe this is actually the fourth, I think?
Oh, is the fourth? Sorry, it is the fourth.
Is it the fourth?
You've had three. Yes, sorry, you've already had three.
Yeah.
So this is your fourth album.
This is the fourth one, yeah. And you know, I have a load of material that... There was an American recording that has never been released. And then I was back and forth to London for years when I was signed to Sony. And there's about three or four other worth of material there that has never been released.
I mean, you got to do stuff for a lot of famous people and work with a lot of famous people over the years.
I've been very lucky. And actually for this album, Hal Lynns of Dire Straits, I had worked with Hal back a few years ago and I always thought I'd love to work with him again. Because he brings that kind of, I always say that Dire Straitsy flavour, you know, that guitar, that very distinct guitar style. And so he co-wrote two of the songs with me. So, you know, in that respect, it's great that you can call up.
I mean, most people still remember Ghosts, of course, which was really popular in Ireland.
Yeah,
you know,
it was the big one. Yeah, I wanted another one of those.
I mean, I know you do. And it's always hard for an artist, you know, when they have a big song, because everybody goes, oh, you got to follow that up now.
Yeah,
you know, something better than that. You know what I mean? And
it
can be, sometimes it can be damaging to artists too, to have a really popular track, because then you're expected to bring out something better the next time.
That is very true. And I suppose there's two sides of the coin. I do feel very lucky that that I've had that, you know. And but like that, you always want another one.
Well, it was the biggest song, biggest Irish song on radio in this country.
Yeah.
At the time. Yeah, it was. Yeah. It got so much airplay, and hopefully you get a lot more airplay. So you're going to sing us a song from the new album.
I am.
I have it here in front of you, by the way. Lovely cover, by the way.
Thank you very much.
It's you.
It is me.
It's you on the cover.
It is me.
It's a nice calming cover, actually, isn't it? Now, by the way, disappointed to people, you're not 18 anymore, all right?
I'm not, unfortunately.
You're 30, 30, 30,
I wish
30,
I was.
30.
Well, I'm still only in my 30s, though.
Yeah, I know, I was saying 30.
Which number? Will we just leave it open, will we?
Am I allowed to guess?
I'm in the mid-30s now.
All right, okay. Do you lie about your age? Ever lie? I used to.
Did you?
Be honest, be admitted. Yeah. I used to take a couple of years off every now and again.
I think being a female as well, there's a little bit of pressure. To
Isn't
female.
There?
Yeah, and it's...
So say 33, all right? Okay.
Oh, I'm happy with that. I like
it. Okay, all right, okay. Well, look, the album's called Never Say Goodbye. What's the song you're going to sing first?
I'm going to sing the single, which is out now, and the album is in all record stores today.
See, we wanted to calm people down for the weekend and give them something nice to go into the weekend with.
Well, this is called My Something Beautiful.
Okay, fire away, whenever you're ready.
I would have given you forever and waited till you felt the same as I did. And I wonder why, if I was more like her, would you have maybe given us a try? Use some silly lie. Let you be my something beautiful. We fly on the seas and mountains, the city streets stroll hand in hand, to kisses like there's no one watching, and not where you're wedding man. We could have been so good together, signed up. Looking for signs and waiting for time to be your healer, and hoping that one day you change your mind. But you were too blind to see that we'd be something beautiful. We fly.
It's only me to applause, by the way, but I'm just looking at some of the texts. Somebody says, is that Boylan's first time to play music? Would love if you get a chance to play some more music. By the way, she's brilliant.
Aww.
And Roberta says, what a beautiful voice, Niall. Beautiful piece, too, that comes in from Adrian.
Well, thank you very much.
Yeah, you have a beautiful... And your voice just doesn't change. It hasn't changed. You're holding on to it very well. Is that a fear, by the way? Is that ever a fear? As you get older, your voice changes.
It's like a muscle. You have to... It's like, you know, anything, like an athlete has to run. It, the same with the vocal... You have to just practice, and and I'm singing all the time because I'm always touring. So,
do you sing in the bathtub, like around the jacks and everything? Do you have to keep singing to keep it going?
Yeah, I suppose you do.
Yeah.
No, I mean, I've never stopped, so I don't know.
Now, this is a bit of a cliche question, right? Yeah. About inspiration. It's always, what's your inspiration? It's a bit of a, but is there an inspiration for all the songs that you write? Or do you, are some of them like, I've often heard artists say, no, I just made it up. It's just words that rhymed.
Some of them, yeah, I mean, I kind of think that you tend to bring it into your own life, though. You know, so no matter what I would write about, it's always something that's a bit personal, whether it's something that happened to me or somebody else.
So can you tell us what that was about?
When
you say we could have been so beautiful together and write our names on the golden sands and all that. I mean, was that personal?
Well, I'll tell you, it was personal to somebody. And I went to Inishbofin to write the album. And I was looking for inspiration. So I was there for about 4 days and there was kind of nothing.
So surroundings do give you inspiration too,
And I kind of felt I just needed calm at this point. Yeah. You know, it was about 4 months after my dad had passed and I knew I just needed some time away, but I also wanted to write and I thought it would be good for me. Anyway, 4 days in, there was nothing happening. And I went back to the hotel I was staying at and I sat down at the picnic table and I had the pen and the paper in hand, you know, guitar on my back. And there was a man that sat at the picnic table beside me and he started to chat to two American tourists. And he was talking to them about this story about this, basically a love that never was. And it was a personal story for him. So I was eavesdropping and I kind of thought, wow, that's a great idea for
you. You're being nosy, were you?
I was being a bit nosy, but I couldn't help but hear now. They were sitting beside me. But I just thought, you know, he was speaking about it.
A sad story about something that could have been in his life
could
but
have
never
been.
Happened. And he always thinking that was out there.
Yeah, and he kind of, I think he put up the barrier. And I thought, wouldn't it be nice to write it from the other person's perspective? That, you know, you could have been my something beautiful had you given a chance. And I think we all have experienced that at some point or another. So there's definitely personal...
Yeah, and they're all relatable too. Now, I'm not going to go through all the songs one by one, although there's one in there, by the way, which has my curiosity. Cocaine Corner. Now, Luan, all your songs are very, when I say innocent, they're all very nice.
I'm a little naive, am I?
But you're being a bit of a rascal here now. What's Cocaine Corner?
Cocaine Corner, it's about somebody in the music industry that has had it all, and I have seen that, you know, many times over the years, and lost it all. But
snorted it all up their nose, essentially.
Well, maybe circumstances happened and they went down this particular road.
Okay.
So the song is about basically the next person, you know, that they had all of this, but now as a new guy plays a stormer and this other poor person is kind of just...
Right.
You know, left in a bit of limbo, and it's a sad. But again, I would have seen that over the years.
Okay, there's a message in all in
there
most
is,
songs.
There is, yeah.
Do you have another song for us? Give us one more before we go here today. All right, go
I'm going to do. This is kind of this is called The Ghost of Martha.
Right, okay. This Ghost of Martha.
And it's about a hitchhiker ghost.
Hitchhiker ghost. I'm intrigued.
It was a dark descent. Evening, not a cloud in sight, with thoughts of not returning, driving off into the night, tears so freely flowing. Drove along some highway, and then I saw her standing there, her gaze so wild and wily. The wind was blowing in her hair. I stopped and pulled on over. She gave me such a smile. Patiently waiting quite a while. She told me many stories as we drove. I've never drove a little further, and then I stopped to buy some gas. Told the attendant of my story, and he looked at me with gas. He said that Martha died. I still see her in the doorway, her eyes so wild and wide, waiting by the lonesome highway. She'll be waiting quite a while.
Thank you very much indeed, Luann Pearl. That is the Ghosts of Martha. It's a spooky little number.
It's a little spooky number.
Okay, well, look, the album is available right now. It's called Never Say Goodbye, and I'm assuming you can get it at all the usual places and all the usual outlets and online, yep, and all that kind of carry on.
It's in all the stores. It's available on Spotify. It's on vinyl, 180 milligram white vinyl. It's on CD and all the digital platforms.
Okay, and remember, it's Luann Pearl, P-A-R-L-E, not Pearl, as some people might think, okay? Yep. So Luann Pearl. Luann, thank you very much. It's been wonderful seeing you again.
Thank you so much
for having
me.
Have a wonderful weekend. Everybody have a wonderful weekend. Damien Farrelly is on the way. And don't forget to look for that song and that album in your shop.
Real people, real opinions, real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic hits.